On a recent Everyday Grammar program, we talked about the phrase, be willing to. For example, you might say, she was willing to travel during the rainy season. The adjective willing belongs to a group of more than 30 adjectives that are followed by infinitive verbs. You probably remember that the infinitive form of a verb is to plus its simplest form. In the sentence about the woman, the infinitive verb is to travel. Adjectives followed by infinitives are the subject of today's Everyday Grammar program. Generally, the adjectives in this group describe a person or people, not a thing. Many of them describe a person's attitude toward or feeling about something. Listen to two sentences and decide which sounds better.
I am happy to see you. I am happy seeing you.
If the first sounds more natural, it is probably because you have heard infinitive verbs after the adjective happy many times in English. In the example, the infinitive is to see. If the second sentence, I am happy seeing you, sounds strange, it is because we don't use gerunds after happy. A gerund is a verb that ends in ing, such as seeing. The grammar of I am happy seeing you is incorrect, but the listener might still understand your meaning. Happy follows the structure be plus adjective plus infinitive. Other adjectives in this group include easy, hard, careful, prepared, good, relieved, and difficult. Next, I have Jill Robbins joining me to demonstrate the grammar with a short exercise. Jill, I'll ask you a question and you answer it using an adjective followed by an infinitive verb. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here's the first one. Crossing busy streets in D.C. can be dangerous. What are you careful to do before you cross the street?
I am careful to put away my phone before I cross the street. I am also careful to check whether the sign says walk or don't walk.
Good job. You used the adjective careful plus the infinitive verbs to put away and to check in your answer. I noticed you used the adverb also in your second sentence. That's great. Adding an adverb is common in be plus adjective plus infinitive phrases, since we often use them to express attitudes and feelings. Let's do another. I noticed that you worked long hours yesterday. When you got home last night, what were you relieved to do?
I was relieved to take off my shoes. I was also relieved to sit down for dinner. Later, I was ready to sleep.
Very good. You used the adjective relieved, followed by the infinitives to take off and to sit down.
And I used the adjective ready, which also belongs to the group of adjectives we're discussing today. I followed it with the infinitive to sleep.
Yes, and you used the past tense of be, which is was. Let's do one more. Some things in life are easy to do, and some are hard to do. What is something that is hard to do?
It is really hard to change a habit.
You're right about that. It is hard to change habits. Jill used the adjective hard, followed by the infinitive verb, to change. Notice that she started this sentence with the pronoun it. When we use it in this way, the pronoun is not the true subject of the sentence. The true subject is the infinitive verb, but we do not speak this way. Consider these two examples. Which sounds more natural?
It is hard to change a habit. To change a habit is hard.
The sentence, "It is hard to change a habit," sounds more natural, even though the true subject is to change. In English, we rarely begin sentences with infinitive verbs, except in some kinds of writing, such as poetry and other forms of literature. By the way, if we wanted to write the sentence another way, we could replace the infinitive subject to change with the gerund, changing. Then the sentence becomes, changing a habit is hard, and changing is the subject of the sentence. But for today's lesson, what's important is knowing you will see and hear sentences with be plus adjective plus infinitive everywhere. And they sometimes begin with the pronoun it. So, what can you do to practice? Here's one idea. Try to become familiar with the 30-plus adjectives that are followed by infinitives without trying to memorize them. I will provide the list on our website. Then, the next time you hear those adjectives in real life, in a song, on television, or in a movie, listen for the structure we talked about today. Try to make note of the example in your phone or a notebook. You can also practice writing your own sentences and using them when you speak English to friends or practice partners. With time and practice, you will be delighted to use the structure whenever you speak or write English. I'm Alice Bryant.
And I'm Jill Robbins.